Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of something called bookbusters? I'm not talking about the Ghostbusters. I'm talking about bookbusters. Tell me, do you know what a virtual book tour is? Sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Have you ever wanted help getting a book published? Can you imagine talking to a real expert on writing and publishing? Tell me, do you know what research for a book means? I mean really, really research. When was the last time you heard about a successful self-published author? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who has been on the show before. She's provided us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really, really great practical advice. Before I introduce her, I'd like to invite you to call in if you have any questions for our interview. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Also, I'm pleased to announce that our live show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 200,000 fabulous listeners to date. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my returning guest today. She is, she's a company, she works with a company dedicated to assisting authors through the writing, publishing, and marketing process via key offerings. She has been an executive literary publicist for several years and managed numerous book marketing campaigns for fiction and nonfiction authors as the president of O'Neill Media Group. Recently, she expanded her practice by offering author services, especially for authors in different stages of the journey and those who need assistance with writing, publishing, and marketing. She describes herself as a change catalyst, hands-on doer, advocate, and storyteller. Clients have worked with her also affirm she's diligent and fearless, representing their interests in the utmost professional manner. She holds an MFA in creative writing from Sarah Lawrence College and lives in New Jersey with her husband, and they have four sons. Welcome again to the show, Jackie O'Neill. We're so happy to have you back.
Thank you, January. I'm so pleased to be back. Thank you for having me.
Okay, now everyone thinks they've got a book in them, right? Everyone wants to get published. It's a difficult process to go about, especially if you're trying to do self-publishing. Tell us your take on that.
Well, I think it is difficult for authors that are thinking of self-publishing, because there's so many companies out there that will offer them packages where they'll spend a great deal of money for the cover design, the interior design,
mm-hmm.
and very often authors don't realize it, but they can actually save money by perhaps hiring an assistant or a consultant that can walk them through and also refer them to book designers, cover designers, people that can get their SBN number for them mm-hmm. without having to go through the self-publishing process through the print-on-demand company.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know the print-on-demand companies, they're quite expensive, and you tend to get grouped into a template with all the other wannabe authors, where you're suggesting a hands-on-hand relationship with one person will keep you from having to reinvent the wheel. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do agree with that. I think that it makes much more sense, I think, to work with someone who is an author's assistant or a consultant rather than making a huge investment and then really you really don't have any guarantee that your book will be successful or that you'll have a professional cover design or a book interior design that is that looks professional and that will appeal to the readers.
Right. Well, you know, I've done it both ways. I've done self-publishing, and I've been published by a publishing company. And there's something that just you have to really be careful in self-publishing, that you get professional help, because if your book looks unprofessional, you're done. No one will even look at it or give you the time of day. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. The cover design is key, because readers make a decision based on the cover. They connect with images in an emotional way, and that's what triggers their sense of whether they're going to buy the book or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will certainly be a hindrance to book sales if you don't have a professional cover design.
Yeah, that's advice that I give everyone when they ask me about it. I said, I think first, you need to get a killer title, one that just jumps off the page, and then you need to get a killer cover, because that's what makes the first impression. However, is that such a big issue now that everyone's going to the e-books and the Kindle? Because on those books, you don't even see the cover.
That's true. And actually, that's revolutionizing that concept of self-publishing in many ways.
Well, I think it's made things a lot easier, because for a wannabe beginning author, if they can get their book published as an ebook, they get a feel for what they've got. They'll see if there's any interest in their book, and it sure has changed everything, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, because it's put the control and the self-determination in the hands of the author. And
mm-hmm.
so they're able to forge ahead. And as you said, they can test their market. And they also don't have a very long waiting process for the actual publication and release of the book.
Yeah. It goes rather quickly. And what a wonderful thought for any wannabe author, because I can tell you from experience, it's a real drag having boxes of books in your garage that that you can't sell.
Well, it does very little to boost self-esteem or motivation.
Well, I think this whole process is amazing, and when we come back from our commercial break, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about one of the big Bookbusters events and opportunities, and I'd like to have you share your take on the virtual book tours, and we'll be right back after we hear a little bit about your host.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? so was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with her guest, Jackie O'Neill. Jackie, before we go forward, I'd like you to share your website information and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. The website is O'NeillMediaAuthorServices.com, and they can get in touch with me through the website, or they can email me at O'Neill, which is O-N-E-A-L, media at live.com.
Okay, wonderful. And that information is posted on our show page. Before we talk about virtual books, Jackie, I wanted to ask you a question, and you can answer this in a professional way or a personal way. You are a very successful person, and I wonder if you could share a defining moment in your life, something that made you successful. It may not have been a good thing at the time, but it worked out for the best. Could you share something?
I think that really the defining moment, it has a lot to do with believing in myself and being able to forge ahead and not being afraid of hard work that's entailed in finding success in your career or in your academic life. And I was always, academically, I was always successful, and especially in college when I was an English major. Uh-huh. And in my college in New York City at Hunter College, I was awarded one of the highest fellowships in the English department, the Blanche Colton Williams Fellowship.
Wow.
And that was a defining moment because it was a monetary award also for towards graduate study, and it made me realize that I could have a financial reward through writing, and so I really began to believe in myself and in my talent as a writer then.
Oh, wow. What an amazing thing to happen for a young person, and what a great contribution to your confidence and self-esteem. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. How long have you been doing publishing and working in the book industry?
Well, first, I taught school for 20 years. I was an English teacher, and then I taught English at the college level for many years. So I eventually transitioned into public relations and being a book publicist.
Oh, my God.
So that was... I spent really the first 20 years teaching, and then I transitioned into the work that I do now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing that now for about 9 years.
Oh, wow. Now, what's changing in the book industry? We know it's the e-books and the electronic possibilities that are out there for first-time authors and established authors. Share with us your take on the virtual book tours that will increase an author's visibility for years to come, because as we know, once you're on the internet, such as this show, we're going to be on the internet forever, and you're an expert on virtual book tours.
It is a wonderful way to publicize a book, and the great thing about it is that it can be done for the life of the book, because as you said, when you're working online, the links that you produce through virtual book tours will be generated forever. Those are live links, and it helps to raise your search engine rankings. You can be found on Google much more easily. And what it is that a traditional book signing is where the author goes to a brick-and-mortar bookstore and they travel to, they might set up a travel to different cities,
uh-huh.
and they do signings there. Many authors say that they don't find that to be the most productive way to promote their book, because I believe that most bookstores will only provide about 20 copies or less of the book for sale,
right.
and it can be very tedious. But
yeah.
a virtual bookstore is done all online. The author never has to book a flight or leave town or travel or have to book hotel accommodations or anything like that, and which can be very tedious and time-consuming and expensive. The virtual book tour happens entirely online. The author will have the opportunity to do different stops, and the stop can be a book review on a book review site. It can also be an internet radio interview like the one we're doing here. It can be a guest blog post on a popular blog with high traffic. And these are great opportunities for the author to create interest in the book.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual book tours can last for 30 days or 90 days.
Wow.
It's depending on how much time the author has to
uh-huh.
devote to these online stops, as they're called, which as I mentioned, can be a book review site or an interview online or
mm-hmm.
a guest blog post
uh-huh.
Or maybe also a book trailer that can be distributed and syndicated online, those types of things. And so it's really a great package to promote the release of a book, and very cost effective.
Right. And you have some wonderful suggestions for authors getting their websites established. Before we talk about their websites, what are your thoughts about authors who promote their books on YouTube? Does that seem to work well?
It does work well, because very often they promote their book trailers on YouTube, and it's wonderful to have a book trailer. It
uh-huh.
gives the audience a sense of what the book will be about, where they can purchase it, and it's a very exciting visual way to create interest in a book, and I think putting those on YouTube is a great idea, especially if it's a high-traffic site.
Right, and then you can always use that YouTube your website, and your suggestions for authors setting up their website is they have a bio, a headshot, ready-to-use quotes, a book trailer, which we just talked about, a sample interview, which you could use this interview from our show, contact
That's
information.
That's right.
Contact
it's
information.
It's exciting because...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all of these pieces can go in a media kit and helps to build the author's media kit. And when you are approaching a radio host like you or print outlets, they very often would like to see either the author in action
mm-hmm.
doing a radio interview, or perhaps if they do have a TV clip of an interview they did, that can be added to the book trailer, and it's just great exposure, and it helps the people making decisions about whether they want to book the author as a guest.
Right,
it makes
right.
it a lot easier because they can see the author in action.
Absolutely.
They don't have to guess whether they'll be an interesting guest, a fun guest, or whether they decide that the author is not for them if they're not the right. The right type they're looking for.
And, I have a suggestion for authors who want to get on radio shows. I'm interviewing five authors a week, and one of the things when you send your query and your pitch, it's good to put suggested interview questions. And another thing that's amazing that we have found with our ratings, if you come up with a killer show title, then you will get selected for the interview, and that saves my staff from having to come up with something brilliant. And I like when you send in your questions that make me sound brilliant.
Exactly, and it's important for the author to make the job of the radio host or television host as easy as possible, because there is a lot of competition. And it's just, if you can give the host the entire show and the show idea, and as you said, the title, that really, it almost guarantees that you'll be booked as a guest.
Oh, yeah. These are great tips for getting selected as interviews. And it's amazing, once you get interviewed on a show like this, you're out there forever, and it's great publicity. You know, we're going to take a break and hear about a wonderful organization that I support. And when we come back, I'd like to talk with you, Jackie, about the actual research that people have to do in order to write a book. We'll be right back with Jackie O'Neill.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Jackie O'Neill, and let's talk a little bit about research. When someone's getting ready to write a book, quite a bit of research needs to be done, and could you give us some tips on how to go about that?
The research that needs to be done is the research that's related to the potential target reader, and the reason for that is that once you have understood what your book is going to teach or what it's going to be about or who you're writing it for, then you can more or less focus the content of the book on benefits or solutions that those readers can draw from your book. And that's really the essence of the importance of doing research before writing a book. And it really comes into play with nonfiction books. Mm-hmm. And I think your book is a good example, January.
Uh-huh.
Your humor book. The other example that I use is an author, Ann Dolan, who is an educator, and she's written a book for parents and teachers of reluctant, well, not just reluctant readers, but students that have difficulty doing their homework. And it's a book. The book is about homework help and how parents can assist their children when they're reluctant to do their homework. And it's actually a book that's very popular among educators and parents and tutors and anyone who works with students. Uh-huh. That may find that homework time is very difficult to get through, and she offers many tips and she offers quite a lot of advice, and she uses case studies in her book because she's been an educator mm-hmm. for over 20 years and has worked with many of these types of students. And so her case studies are wonderful because I believe that many of the readers can identify with some of the case studies in the book. So the book has been very successful for that reason, because she's always had a handle on who exactly the target reader would be. And she's designed her book to meet their needs, mm-hmm. and that's really the key.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, especially through the sales process, and if you want to have a successful book campaign and want to be able to sell your book, you are ensured that you have buyers for your book if you address their needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much what we did with my book. We did a survey, and it took over 2 years. You know, people think, oh, I'm just going to sit down and write a book. Well, if you're going to do research, you have to make quite a time commitment to it and find out, as you said, who the market is. And they are the ones who will buy your book, so you better write it for them. Briefly, we have just a few minutes. Could you tell us how new authors can sabotage their nonfiction book?
Well, one of the ways may have to do with book marketing, or many authors may feel that it's not part of their job to really sell their book, and so they might delegate that to someone else. But really, it's your book, so you know your book best, and so it really is part of the job of the author to market the book. I know that some people do delegate it to someone else and even pay other people, but it's your responsibility to also keep the book's high on the market and mm-hmm. visible. The other way I would think is by not really working on the book itself, on the manuscript, and coming up with polished work. That's one of the problems, perhaps more connected to self-published authors, mm-hmm. because in the end, it really is a revelation about a lack of commitment to the writing. Those are a couple of ways I can think of.
Yeah, and I think I recommend new writers go to seminars, classes, get as much information and feedback from other people like Jackie O'Neill. And, you know, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. They can show you the easiest way to go about getting your book written, I should say researched, written, and then published. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on our show today and sharing this wonderful information with all of my guests.
Well, it was great to talk with you and to be in front of your listeners again. And congratulations for being the featured show on Blog Talk Radio. It's been an honor to be here.
Well, it's fun doing Bookbusters with you, and I hope you can come back again. To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch our interviews and our amazing guests like Jackie O'Neill with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, energizing, and eclectic. They will astonish, amaze, and they will amuse you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. And remember what Socrates said, "The only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing." And now my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining today and start smiling and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Jackie O'Neill. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.